Hi, this is Shane, and this is my recording on the discussion regarding Matthew Arnold's Dover Beach, talking about the physical setting, the allegory found in the fourth stanza, and the application that the groom wants the bride to apply to their life and to their marriage. I think that the physical setting of this poem is very peaceful and is beautiful. It talks about how they're on a moonlit beach. The author describes the setting to be very pleasant. For example, he mentions a beach, the moonlight, the reflection of it across the water, and the cliffs in the cool night air. The allegory scene in the fourth stanza is, as the author calls it, the Sea of Faith. The author mentions how the sea used to be full and abundant and used to go all the way across the earth to all the beaches. I think that the sea that he mentions can be compared to the actual thinking of people and how it is centered around God, or how it is not really centered around God anymore. The world seems to be drifting away, as quoted, retreating to the breath from God and more around the secular thinking. So the sea of faith seems to be shrinking since the present and modern thinking of are more corrupt and sinful. Lastly, at the end of the poem, the application that the groom wants the bride to apply is to always be true with each other forever and ever. Since the world seems to be corrupt and not trustable, they would always be able to depend on each other for comfort and the assurance of a lifelong love that they will always have. The love is going to keep them together forever.